This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina Rowe, good morning.
Good morning.
We've missed you.
It's been a while, hasn't it? You guys have just been like doing all these crazy things every week.
That's right.
We have missed you, Katrina, and we're glad you're back.
Oh, thank you. Well, today I was going to talk about just the adjusting of a new baby, because a friend of mine recently told me that she's expecting her very first baby, you know, which is really exciting. But it took me back to that time when I was pregnant for the first time, and it's such an exciting time. But I remember very clearly the reaction of some of my friends who already had kids when I told them I was pregnant. Usually they tried to warn me about all the changes that I would have to adjust to once the baby came along, you know, like coping with less sleep, feeling like a milk machine, not going out whenever you want to, having less time with your partner. It felt like, you know, everybody was always warning me about how much life was going to change, and often they were quite negative, unfortunately.
I can't relate to the milk machine part, but I can to the lack of sleep. What was the biggest adjustment for you in the end?
The biggest adjustment for me was actually the housework. You wouldn't think that one tiny little baby could make so much housework, really, would you? But for me, you know, I was used to washing once a week, and suddenly I was washing all the time, you know, because she'd stick up on me, or, you know, all over the sheets or all over the playmat. And then there's the fact that newborns need an entire new wardrobe every 3 weeks, you know, so you're always washing that stuff. And then there seemed to be, like, mountains of dishes to wash up because I was home all day with a constant stream of endless visitors and cups of tea and, you know, and, like, I loved looking after my baby, but it drove me mad, you know, doing all this extra housework, and it's taken me a long time to get used to that.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. There is a lot more. Now, do you think maybe part of it was the changing expectations, feeling more responsible for the housework because you were at home full time as well? Do you think you maybe took on more?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of it's kind of in your head as well. Like, because when you're both working full time, you know, there's this unspoken expectation that, you know, we share equal responsibility for the housework. But once a baby comes along, usually the mother is home full time, you know, at least in the beginning. And so she feels that she's expected to take care of it. And you know, for me, that was a big adjustment, you know, feeling suddenly responsible for the cleaning and the cooking and the shopping when in the past that was always shared. And, I mean, I have a very helpful husband, but I think, you know, when a new baby comes along, everybody has to work out their expectations, you know, and how life's going to change. So, you know, for me, that was the biggest adjustment. But I just thought it would be interesting to talk about today, you know, what other people found difficult or unexpected that they had to adjust to when a baby came along.
I reckon you've touched on a good one. I too remember it's just like, it's stuff you don't expect, isn't it? You go, oh my goodness, your world literally gets kind of flipped upside down with all the stuff that comes up. What are your thoughts this morning? How did it work in your house when bub number one came along? 1-300-40-2020.
Yeah, love to hear from you this morning. You must have stacks of advice. You must have stacks of info, because it does. If you've had a child, yes. There is definitely a change, an impact that it has on your life, apart from the positive.
Sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
You.
It's a big one, isn't it?
It's a
love
big one.
That. Mind you, you've got that in your job you've got now too, Dan.
But, yes, this is true. Hallie. God bless her cotton socks. Decided to pull an all-nighter last night.
Oh, good girl.
It was
good
lots girl. Of fun.
Yeah.
We did lots of games like nappy changing and spitting out the Panadol. It was awesome. Hey, Robin's on the line. Good morning, Robin.
Hello.
Now, bub number one, when he or she came along for you? He?
He.
What's his name?
Maxwell.
Good morning, Maxwell. What did that do to your life?
I made everything disorganised, which is quite uncanny because I am an extremely organised person.
Ah, yes.
Anything in specific?
Housework. Yeah. Everything would pile up, and it got to the point where I didn't know where to start, so I made a sheet of paper, and it's still sitting on my fridge, saying a day for each job. Like, there'd be a day to clean his clothes, there'd be a day for the regular washing, a day for dusting and vacuuming.
Wow.
And was there a day for you just to sit down and relax and do something else?
No.
Oh.
You sort of end up in there.
Oh, that's a shame.
Weekends were sort of reserved for husband and me, so that I didn't have to do a chore on those days.
That's good. Well, is that Maxwell in the background?
Yes, he's sort of halfway through breakfast.
That's great. Is he splashing it everywhere?
No, this time I'm feeding him his porridge, so I'm safe.
Smart move. Good on you, Robin. Thanks heaps.
No worries.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.